Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Dirshu Mishneh Berurah in Simin Ches. Simin Ches, Siv Beis. This is Shir number 20, Bez Hashem. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Zohar, Ches Adar Beis. Look at that, it's Ches Adar Beis, also in Simin Ches, Siv Beis.
Okay. We didn't start yesterday.
We didn't start Siv. Oh, okay, fine. So we're Siv Aleph. Okay, you're right. So we're Siv Aleph. But still Simin Ches. Okay. And we continue now with Hilchos Tzitzis v'Atifasoi. We begin from Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Yis'atef b'Tzitzis v'Yavarech m'Umod. You should wrap yourself with the Tzitzis v'Yavarech m'Umod and make the bracha standing up. Make the bracha standing up. Says the Mishnah, four or five lines from the bottom. Yis'atef b'Tzitzis. Acha netilas yadayim. After you wash your hands, negelvaser, put on your tzitzis. Why? Why should you do this? Kedei shelo yeleich arba amos beloy tzitzis. That you shouldn't walk 4 amos without tzitzis. They bring from a Shlomo Zalman she'ein ze bedafka dalad amos. Shahari af beloy halicho also lishoyz beloy tzitzis. V'tzorich lizdaris lilvoish esa talis kotem yad kishikomim min amito. He says it doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't walk 4 hours without tzitzis. What it means is that even if you're like ready to get up, you just want to lie in your bed, you just want to sit around. Sometimes you want to just take it easy before you get out of bed. First, put on your tzitzis. After you wash negelvaser, put on your tzitzis. Mu'umad, you should make the bracha stand here, but Soloimar, ha'atifa va'abracha shteyen ba'amida. The atifa and the bracha shteyen ba'amida, they should both be done standing up. Now, he's talking here at the Talis Katan. We don't necessarily do this today, to do atifa by Talis Katan, but the beginning here is still talking about Talis Katan. Mishum dechsiv lachem. Why should you making the bracha standing up? Because it says lachem. What does it say, lachem? It says, v'hayu lachem letzitzis. It should be for you for tzitzis. And therefore what? And therefore it also says, lachem by sviya soimer. It says, lachem by tzitzis. And it says, lachem by sviya soimer. V'alfinam gzeir shavim o'imer. Dechsiv gamkin lachem. It says, v'sfartam lachem. V'o'imer dechsiv ksiv mehochil chermesh bakama v'darshin bakoima. The pasuk says, Hochel chermesh bakama, and we learn that. What does it mean? Bakama, bakoima, standing up. Bracha mishum. So in other words, you should do the physical act of putting on the talis katan. He says when you're standing up, as well as the bracha the chal birchas hamitzvah zarech liyoyz b'amida. All birchas hamitzvahs should be made standing up. There's a lot of questions on this. I'll just raise a couple questions, but we're not going to get into the answers now. Minek Sfard is to put on tefillin sitting down. It's Birchas HaMitzvah. So what does it mean over here? The whole Birchas HaMitzvah is Tzorech Liyoyz B'Amida. That's number one. Another example of the same question is Kiddush tonight. Bez Hashem, we make Kiddush Friday night. I personally have the minute to stand like my father does, Chassidus Minek. But most people, or many people, they sit. You sit, yeah. Right? So is that not a Birchas HaMitzvah? So the whole birchas hamitzvah tzarich liyoyz b'amida. So what's pshat? How do you understand? Okay, at least we raise the questions. Let's go further. This standing up is the chatchila, but b'di'eved when he's still yaitze, even if he sits down. Most of the achreinim agree that the act of making the bracha comes before putting on the talis, but putting on the tzitzis, kaidim, because you all always want to do over lasi also. You want to first make the bracha and do the ma'isa action afterwards. The hayne b'shar shu oichzoi biyadei v'rotz l'satif boi. Dezeu over lasi yosa mamish. So this is very important. In general, you want to make sure you do the mitzvah. You want to make a bracha and do the mitzvah right afterwards. So that's called over lasi yosa. Over lasi yosa means making the bracha and then doing the action. So I'm holding the talis, or in this case, I'm holding the tzitzis, making the bracha and then putting it on. However, he says, don't make the bracha when your talus is still folded. Don't make the bracha when your talus is still folded. That you should not do. The zeh over the over, because this is over the over. This is two steps removed, too far removed. Now, before we go further to Sif Beis, I want to just clarify something, because there could be some misunderstanding from the halacha over here. And I said this over at the night shiur, and someone thanked me tremendously for it. What did I say? We just spoke about making the bracha and talis katan. Now, does a person make a bracha and talis katan? And so of course he does. However, if a person wears a talis gadol, he does not make a bracha and talis katan. I'm talking about Minig Ashkenaz. We'll have to discuss by Minig Sfarad. And he told me he never knew that. He's married already a couple years. No one ever told him that. Never learned it. So he just learned it. Baruch Hashem, he learned it now at least. But it says over here, you're making a bracha on your talis katan. But if you're making a bracha on your talis gadol, then you do not make a bracha on talis katan. You have the talis katan in mind. Okay, so I just want to put that out there. Now, that doesn't take away the importance of wearing a talis katan, and as we just learned, right after you wash Negevasser, as soon as you wake up in the morning, put on your talis katan. If you know, this way when you're walking around, you're sitting around, you're ready getting the mitzvah. You're getting a mitzvah wearing a talis. Siv Beis Mechavis says, say that the order of enwrapping yourself or wrapping yourself with the talis is like people shemiskasim b'ksusim, that they cover themselves with their clothing and they go to work. And we're going to see that the atifa is of the talis gadol, at least is learned out from atifas ishmaelim megmarin ma'ikotin chavdal and aleph, I believe, and is learned out from the way the Ishmaelim, the Arabs. Why we learn from them? Okay, it's another question. But the Maisa, that's where the Makar is brought down from. And you want to wrap yourself the way that you wrap yourself up, cover your body, and then you go to work. Problem Bekisa Rosh. Sometimes you cover your head. Problem Megillah Rosh. Sometimes it's Megillah Rosh, but your head is not covered. Let's explain what this means. Mechaber says in Sif Kapin Gimel, Megillah Rosh. The Afa Gav. So continues the Mishnah over here, explaining what does it mean that you want to wrap yourself with the talis, and then the same way that people get dressed in the morning. Even though we make a bracha lis'atef, which means to wrap yourself with the talis, kisei haguf l'chudei, covering your body alone, have ituf, v'hu ikar ha'ituf. And that is the main ituf. The main wrapping is that it should include your body. Very important now. So when a person makes a bracha, we're going to say this a few times, Mitzvah Hashem, throughout our Hilchos Tzitzis, that when a person makes a bracha, let's say in Talis Gadol, we're jumping back and forth. When you wrap it up, make sure you do not go over your neck. We're talking about Ashkenazim now. Sfaradim do the total different. They specifically do it. They're talking Ashkenazim now. Don't go over your shoulders and have it like a scarf around your neck when you make the bracha and then throw it over. You have to include your body. Okay? Keep it a little lower down, past your shoulders, going down towards your stomach. Okay? Now he says further, V'oivrei drachim, shemenichim atalas geshuma kupol, people who put on the talis when it's folded, meshalshalim saviv tzavarim al kisvehen, and then they have it dangling down on their shoulders, Savid Savaram Al Kisvehen, Ein Yoitzin Yidei Chayves Tzitzis Bazed, Debechai Gavna Lukulyamo Lav Itofu. When they have it like a scarf, literally like a scarf, and you have the picture, page 233. When they have and we're looking in the Or Oyulam Mishnah Bruro, and these pictures are from, I'm happy to say, a friend of mine, Rav David Hirschlita, in his Pe'er Halacha Svarim. And he has his pictures in the Or Oyla Mishnah Brura. And you see the person's wearing like a shawl.
Oh, yeah.
Like now, when I'm from people, unfortunately, they wear a talus like this. And I say unfortunately because He says, and you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's not how you wear talis. Brachah l'vatola is a very big problem. It's a very big problem. Not doing the mitzvah is a brachah l'vatola. Siv kotin dalet. V'nochvein says the mechavish yichasa roisha b'talis. You should also cover your head with the talis. Says the Mishmur Siv kotin dalet. Shekisu yizeh machnia leiv ha'odom uvili de Yerushimayim. Covering one's head brings a person to Yerushimayim. So he's saying, cover your head with a talus during davening. Vayim betaz, shedaita denochon shelo yosu ha-koiva ha-koton shal roishoi be'eis tatfilo, afshu mechuse mechasa roishoi ve'hatalus gamkein. The Taz says it's appropriate that a person does not take off his yarmulke. Don't take off your yarmulke when you have the talus in your head. Even though you have the talus in your head, but still, your head's covered. Keep the yarmulke on your head as well. Because of a bach, the tzorich she had talis aroishim etchilas atfilah atzayfa. The bach says the talis should be on your head from the beginning of davening until the end of davening. Etchilas atfilah atzayfa. Valkopanim, if it's hard for people to keep their head covered all the whole time, valkopanim yamid kach meutov ki lepachas kedehiluf dalar amos. In other words, when you first put on your talis in the beginning, make sure you have it around you for the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, which is a couple seconds. Dalet Amos takes a couple seconds, that's all it is. Kosu bekavonis harizal hoye mechasa talis al tefillin shel roish. The harizal will cover his talis on the tefillin shel roish. Va'ayin simin chazayin al kaponim leyichas legami. Don't cover your tefillin totally with your talis. So what you should basically be doing is, you want your, if you look at this picture over here, what I'm showing is where you have your talis like a tent over your tefillin shel roish. So your tefillin is still visible. Tefillin is still visible through the tent position of the talis over your head. It says further, okay, so the Mishmur says that when you do atifa, when you wrap yourself with a talis, you should wrap and the top front part of the talis should come down ad piv until your mouth. It means past your nose. Now, umashich kol ha'arbet tzitziyos letzad smol k'dehiluch dal ramus v'achakach yoser atifa al shaharoish ad shaharoish ad shaharoish yeh nirik tzas, like we just said. So you want to bring the talus over, you're holding the back behind you, you want to bring it over you in the front. The Mishmur, I'm going to say Reb Chaim not in a minute, but the Mishmur says come down past, right past your nose, your mouth should be exposed, not covered. Then you gather all four sides, you put it over your left side. Then you have to make sure, like we said a minute ago, to keep the talus below your shoulders, not just on your neck. Then afterwards, you put all four sides down. This is either by the talus katan that they're doing it, also by the talus gadol. Now, Reb Chaim Na and other poskim, I believe as well, they say, one second, you're supposed to be putting on your talus Ka'atifas Yishma'ilim, the way Arabs put on their robe. Now, he says, Reb Chaim Na says, the Arab that puts on his robe, his eyes are visible. He can still see after he wraps himself. So Reb Chaim Na says, you go until your eyes. You don't go till your mouth. Go until your eyes. Different opinions on the matter, as we see, and that's the Svar of Reb Chaim Na. Now, who is Reb Chaim Na? Reb Chaim Na is a contemporary of the Chazon Ish, similar time to the Mishnah Brura. He is more well known. Not everybody understands what that is. When it says on there Hadassim and Arav, it says Hagrach Na. So the word Na means nice. So sometimes people might think, you know, it means like Grach. Oh, I don't know. That's some acronym. I don't know. No, it's nice. Nice Arav. It's nice Hadassim. No, that was his name. Hagoyin Rav Chaim Na. Okay, so this is I believe, how he explains the Atifa, that it should go. Your talus should go up until your eyes. Yes, question, but you have to unmute. So back to talus katan. Talus katan, We don't have a minute today of doing atifa. Okay, he is talking about talis katan also. We don't have a minute today of doing atifa. Once there was a discussion, Rabbi Achmiel Yosef just pointed out that the Maaser Rav, the Gron of Maaser Rav, says he learns out, you know, that we don't do atifa sishmeilim. That's the Gron. Fine. You have to know how he learns the Gemara. But I do want to point out whether or not when a person puts on his talis, I really want to say this seriously. It might sound funny, but in all seriousness, we might have been there on the receiving end. We don't want to make sure we're not on the giving end. Don't be a giver. So he said, well, don't be a giver. What is he talking about? Don't take your talis and give malchus. We don't give malchus today anymore. Okay? Don't give malchus, and it's more than 39 lashes. Because you have 8 times 4. Well, what am I saying? 8 times 4 is almost more. Okay. It's close. Okay. 36. Right? Now, it really hurts. People take it and they whip it behind them. And then you're putting on your tefillin before you know it. Your mom is slammed. Those of us on the receiving end, we know it's pretty painful. And then the person, the tzaddik, who this has no idea. He just slapped you, you know, with all of his tzitzis. And sometimes, by the way, sometimes people go on both sides, left and right. So you get a double end, okay? So I want to suggest something, and I'm telling you, I believe it works. If you take your wrists, you know, they say it's all on the wrist, like when you throw the ball, when you play tennis. I don't play tennis, I don't know. But anyway, when you take your wrist, before you flip it over your shoulder, put your wrist down. You'll test it out with no one behind you. And then go over your shoulder, you're not going to hit anybody. And just go a drop slower. Just go a drop slower. And make sure if you can, no one's behind you. But if someone walks in, but if you twist your wrist down, and then you go over your shoulder, you won't slap him with all your tzitzis, which is quite painful. Okay. That's a side point, but a very important side point. Back in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katin Dalid, so we said those who do like atifas ishmeilim, like he's saying here, then they should wait there for kidei hiluch dalat amos va'achakach yosar atifa, then take it down. Acha shalroish yanir k'tzas, as we said, the shalroish should be visible a little. V'yamir kol achas miatzitzias al mekoyma, like we said, put all the tzitzias, two in the front, two in the back. V'zeu atifa shiyotzim bala kol yama. V'loi kimoi shenoygen eizan noshim shem moishchin. So I believe what he's referring to is that sometimes people say they take the talis and they throw it over their head. It's all coming down, all the way down, covering them up, like mamish like this, like a tent, you know, down to their stomach. You know, he says that's not the atifa. That's not what you should be doing. That's too much. That's not an atifa. Shemoyshchin hatalis al atzman ashim megia haroish. That's not called atifa. I might cotton have dalid am alif. Okay. Mash migmarish a bacher lo yohoye mechase roishoy betalis afilu hu tamil chochem. So it's mashma in the Gemara that a bacher would not cover his head lo yohoye mechase roishoy betalis afilu hu tamil chochem, even with a tamil chochem. They want to point out from over here that you see a non-bar mitzvah, a non-married person, should still be wearing a talis. Not that he should be covering his head, but they want him to die from over here, that the bachar lo yhoi mechas roisha b'talis afilu hu tamil chacham, even as a tamil chacham. So we know by Svardim, they have the minhag of wearing a talis even before they're married. Yakis as well. And some don't even start when they're... Some different menhagim. Some yakis start when they're 13, and some start when they're 6. Yeah. You know, it's a different menhagim. Okay, but you see, there's definitely makayrus for this. Siv gimel. Talisos k'tanim shalonu shonu noigim lilbo yishafa pi she'ein behem ituf yaitzin behem yidei chayves tzitzis. The talis katan. Our talis katan. Okay. Now, what is a talis katan? That's what we call a tzitzis. It's just way of talking, we call it, not tzitzis, are really the strings, but we refer to a talis katan as a tzitzis. So the talis katan that a person puts on, he fulfills his mitzvah's obligation of wearing a four-corner garment with strings. Yaitzin bahem yidei chayves tzitzis, v'toyiv lo haniach oyusoy al haroish, it's appropriate to put it on your head. rochboy, lekoimosoy, lisatif boy, the width, and then the height, lisatif boy, viamoy, bekach, ma'umad, vilapachos, kadehiluch, dollar amos, vachakachim, shechenu, me'al, roishoy, velbishema. Then you take it down and then put it on your head. Now, Rav Nachum, if you're looking at your Sefer, page 237, you'll notice that's what he's showing over here. For those listening on the audio, it's a person who's holding, we're looking in the Or Oilo Mishnah Brura, where the person is holding a talis cotton. You see, it's a, there's a hole in the middle. So that's a talis cotton.
Right.
He's holding it the width, right, the width side. He's wrapping his head around it. Okay, he's then slowly putting it down on the shoulders, two in the front and two in the back, the way we are wearing it right now. Says the Mishra Sif cotton hay in the bottom right side, five lines up from the bottom. V'hushi yesh b'hem shir sha cotton ben tes shanim. Yiskaseboy roishoy verubay. The gadol ben yud gimel shanim al kapanim lo yizbayish lotzis boy ba'akroy and baruchayv. Now what he's discussing is the shear, the size of the talis cotton, and he says that it has to be a shear for a shakotan ventes, that a child who's a nine-year-old boy, is able to cover his head and the majority of his body with this beged, with this garment. That's how large it has to be, as we'll see later on more in these details in Simen Tes Zayin. And then he says in Sivkot Nevav Yoitzin Bahem that when a person puts on a talis katan, he fulfills his mitzvah of wearing a four cornered garment, and not just by his talis gadol. The Ha'idna Kol Ksus Shalom Derech Kisayim, because nowadays all of our ksus, our garments, Kol Ksus Shalom Derech Kisayim, they are a covering. The ituf lo remizba reisa. The ituf, meaning the covering of the head, is not hinted to in the Torah that you have to cover your head with the talis. Meutaf, you should wrap yourself with the talis katan. We said that's what they did. Kedei lotzis nami das asayvrim, in order to fulfill those opinions that hold the beinon dafka ituf, that you need specifically ituf. Venere. The Hanoyagin Shaloy Lavarech Klal al Talis Cotton, like we said earlier, Rak Patrinoy Soybi Bechas Talis Godol, Ein Sarech Klal Isatif Boy, and that is why we have such a minig by married men, and even by many times by Ashkenazim also, when you're not married, we don't necessarily do Ituf by Talis Cotton. Ituf, once again, is wrapping it around your body and your head. So he says, those who wear a talis gadol, those who wear a talis gadol, so then they do not have to do ituf on the talis cotton. Sif cotton ches, and afterwards you have to make sure to put the talis two in the front, two in the back. Now I want to say something like this. He says the ikar hakpeda be'is levisha, the main kapeda is when you're wearing it. Sometimes you have people, it's a hot summer day, people doing work, they take their talis, they take their shirt off because they're doing work, and they take the talus, let's say the front part, and they throw it over their shoulder. Right? When I say talus, I mean tzitzis. Okay, they're wearing the tzitzis, and it's resting over their shoulders, and they're doing things. Now, we should know that if we take our tzitzis and throw it over our shoulder like this, that's not the derech levisha. It's not so poshut. A person's getting his schar of wearing tzitzis when he's not wearing it in a normal way. So you say, well, it's hot. Okay, listen, whatever the reasons are, that's irrelevant. If the ball's in the hoop, you get the points. If the ball's not in the hoop, you don't get the points. If you're wearing it properly, look what he says. The ikrak peida be'is levisha and sifkan ches. The ikrak peida that you have to be wearing the beged. If you wear it, your tzitzis around like a belt. Are you wearing tzitzis? It's not wearing tzitzis. Are you wearing it? It's like a belt. It has to be done the proper way. So it's now you see spring's coming. It's almost Purim next week. It gets hotter. We should be cognizant of this, that we want to wear the tzitzis the proper way. Let's continue here with Siv Dalid. Machzer shtei tzitzios lefono v'shtayim la'acharov kedei shiyah musuva b'mitzvos. You want to put two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back, so you should be encircled and enveloped by the mitzvah of tzitzis. Nogu, says the Mishnah Sefkot and Tes, Nogu lasos atora mechatichas meshi lesimin sho'isin tzitzis, this is shelafanav yeh li'oilam lefon. If you want to make a meshi, a silk, like an atora, to show that this is the front, the top of the talis, Chazal tell us that the carriage, the beam that was in the front, was always in the front. In other words, by the Mishkan, there's more kedusha of the beams of the Mishkan than were near the Kodesh Kedoshim. So those beams, Chazal, we want to say now is that they're always putting those same beams by the front. They would label them. So therefore, the tzitzis that always that go in the front, we're saying have more kedusha than the tzitzis in the back. So how are you going to know it's what? So you put this little meshi like we have in our talis. You put that in the front. Some people on Shabbos, they put an atara, silver atara. The kisa ariza, kosa shalayoy ariza, makbid al zed, that the ariza was not makbid on this, and this is why I believe, you look at Mincha Chabad, and you look at their talis that they wear, and there is no meshi, there is no silk, because the ariza was not makbid on it, and I believe that's where they get a lot of their minhagim from, so that being the case, you won't find this meshi, and doesn't matter which, if one day it's the front, one day it's the back, it's all the same. Let's just finish here with Sif Hey. Mechari says in Sif Hey, Mevorich Lis'atif Bitzitzis. Now, how should you make the bracha? What's the bracha? So, we're going to read the words of the Mechaber. The Mishteru is going to agree to with the Mechaber. And I'm going to tell you that most Achoinim say not like this. Okay, but first I want to make sure it's clear the Mahalach we're going in. The Mechaber says the bracha is Lis'atif Bitzitzis. You should wrap yourself with the tzitzis. Now, what's bit tzitzis as opposed to bat tzitzis? Bit tzitzis, I saw brought down, is that bit is with the tzitzis. Bat tzitzis means in the tzitzis. Now, why is that a difference? What's the difference, bit or ba? Because if you say bit tzitzis, it's with the tzitzis, even if you don't have the tchelis. If you say bat tzitzis, it's with the tzitzis that has the tchelis. Now, many of us don't have tchelis today. So therefore, the Mechaber is saying, you say bitzitzis. Now, even though, let's put aside those who have tchelis, where tchelis today. Put that aside for now, we're not discussing that. Even though the Mishmur says, and the Mechaber says to say bitzitzis, you'll open up almost every single Seder, and you'll notice it says batzitzis, and because the majority of the Achroinim say to say batzitzis. Now, let's see this inside. Mevarich lis'adif bitzitzis. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Yod, b'shva tachas abeis. With a shva means the two dots going down underneath the letter beis. And as we mentioned, majority of the Achronim say not like this. It's the bach, the yayv, it's the shva, the arts achayim, the graz, okay, that they all say with a patach, a pasach, underneath the base. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Mechaber says further, Im shnayim o shloishim misatim metalis ka'achas, perish v'pam achas, kulam mevorachim. So here's the case. And this very ties in to the end of a parma bali no teiva. You have two, three people putting on a talis at the same time. Not that one person is putting his talis on two other people at the same time. Question is, do you have one person making the bracha or you have three people making their own bracha? That's the shayla. So let's read the words again. Im shnayim shloishim is atvim betalis kaches. You have two or three people putting on the talis at the same time. Kulam mevarchim. They all make their own bracha. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Yud Beis Perush Kol Echem is atvim betalis miyuchad elu b'shiv pam achas nasil kol atifos. So they're all putting on the talis at the same time. Elu b'shiv pam achas nasil kol atifos. They all make their own unwrapping on their own body. But they're all doing it together at the same time. Lafuki la'acha kedei dibur, as opposed to if it's done after kedei dibur. What's kedei dibur? Kedei dibur means the amount of time it takes to say Shem Alechem Rebbe. It's a couple seconds, a second or a half maybe. If a person will wait that amount of time, then he would definitely make his own bracha. Lafuki la'acha kedei dibur lebrachosay davi hasek. That's already a hasek, an interruption. Tzarech kol echo levarach la'atzma, and each person would have to make his own bracha for himself. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan further on the top, back in the Mechaber, Vim Ratzu Echol Mevarech V'Achirim Yanu Amen. Now, listen to this. You have three people, it's 7:20 in the morning, they all came to shul, they all learned together, they're all mamish, putting on the talis together. One of them says to the other two, hey, wait a minute, this is a great opportunity. Simen Ches Sif Hey Vim Ratzu Mevarech. One person makes a bracha, and everyone else will answer amen. So they all have the talis over their head, It's right. It's hanging from behind them because it's Ovel Asiyas, not in the front, and then to bring it to the back. And then Reuven says to Shimon Levi, "I'll make the bracha. You say amen, and we all wrap ourselves with talis. Are you allowed to do so?" Answer is yes. Let's continue first with the Mechab, which the Rura explained everything that's going on. Umaitzi es hachirim, and he will maitzi others, and he'll have the other two Shimon Levi in mind. But I feel him bekeim, and even if Shimon Levi know how to make their own bracha. Just as long as Reuven has intention to be Maitzi Shimon Levi, and Shimon Levi have intention to be a part of Reuven's bracha. Even more than this, even if he already fulfilled his obligation, or he's not putting on talis at all, he can be Maitzi others with his bracha. Because all the Klai Yisrael are connected in these mitzvahs, and I can make the bracha for you, even if I already did the mitzvah, or if I'm not doing it now also. Now, period. Or it actually has a semicolon here. Now, even though we said Reuven can make the bracha for Shimon Levi, let's continue. Even though, right? Ach, b'zeh yishem de'enu maitzi, eladafka mishayin nabaki. In this case, first he's saying that Reuven should only be making the bracha for someone who does not know how to make the bracha. Fine. Even though we said you could, but really he's saying it's best not to. Only make it for someone who does not know. Now he brings the Prima Gadim. Im kama anoshim konu talisim chadoshim v'osu behem tzitzis v'loi beruchu shechiyonu. You have a few people bought a talis katan or a talis gadol, and they didn't put on a tzitzis yet. So the mevarchim be'ituf rishon, kimavar be'simcha beis. So they're going to make the bracha when they put on the talis the first time, and they make a shechianu the first time they put on the talis as well. Nehi de'echad yochel levarich lisatif b'shul kulam, aval beruch shechianu kol echad mevarich kol echad be'atzav yivarich. Two different things here. Even though Reuven could make a bracha and have Shimon in mind and Shimon Levi in mind, well, that's the bracha of Lisati Patzitzis. The bracha Shechianu, each person, Reuven, Shimon Levi, makes their own bracha. That he makes their own bracha. And that's the Maisa Bizman Ezeh. A person gets a new talis. The first time he wears his talis, if he didn't have the strings in there, because really the truth is, I'm not learning Hichos Shechianu now, but really a person should make a Shechianu if the baggit is totally finished, which it's usually not now in our generation. But if it's totally finished, when you're so excited, he just got a new suit, and you want to put it on, you want to wear it, whatever it is, if you're making the Shechianu a new suit, right? So you want to make the Shechianu right then and there. However, normally, when it comes to a new suit, what does a person have to do? He has to get it tailored, he has to get it fixed. So that's why we have the general custom that you make the Shechianu after you're wearing it for the first time. But technically speaking, that's not what you really should be doing, right? You should be making the Shechianu as soon as you buy it. So he says over here like this, that each person should make their own Shechianu on their own talus. Yanu amein. Now, what did we say so far? Until now we said, can Reuven make the bracha for Shimon and Levi? The bracha is out of its. We said yes. Now we're going to say, even though you could, it's best not to. After blav hachi tzarech lano yisamein achar kol bracha, even though you always have to answer main after every bracha, mikol makoim, bezusha writes a lot says, ba, hachi of yoyse, shemayra bezeh, bepoyel, shemizkavi, lot says, ba. In this case, when the person wants to be part of Reuven's bracha, even more so, he has to make sure to focus and concentrate and say amen to Reuven's bracha. In other words, you hear somebody making a bracha. So you answer amen. That's what you're supposed to do. You should have kavana. But when you're being part of his bracha, you have to make sure you're even focusing even more. Now, if you didn't answer amen, are you yotze with his bracha that he put on? B'dievet, yes. Even if you didn't answer amen, you're still yoytzi. Now, he didn't say it here. I thought he said it here. What I wanted to share with you was like this. There are those that explain the Mechaber that he says, V'im rotsu. And if they want that Reuven will make the bracha and Shimon Levi will be part of his bracha on the talis, it works also. As also v'imrotzu as like a bidiyevid. And the reason for that is a whole discussion, what I said earlier about of how we get into our conversation of by Purim, because is it better for one person to make a bracha, or is it better for each person to make his own bracha? So it depends on the scenario. Generally speaking, if you take a step back, ideally it's better, right? We have all different people online and different people in the room. So let's say we're all together, we all do something in unison at once. That'd be better. Barov Am Hajus Melech. We're showing that we're together, we're Mekadoshim Shemayim, we're making a bracha. And that's what we want to try to accomplish by Purim. We want to gather together and pursue Menisa. The problem with that is that sometimes we lose Kavana. As opposed to when you do something yourself. Just as an example on this side, it's getting late already here in the time, in the shir. But when a person is a Shabbos is tomorrow, Abalei Oteiva with the Kriyas HaTorah, right? So even if a person already did Shtayim Mikra Bechatag, he should still read the words quietly. No one else should have to hear him to disturb the next person. But it helps your concentration and focus to see what they're laning, as opposed to just like listening with your ears. That's what the Mishur brings down in Siman Reish Pei Hei. We'll see later, Mitzvah Shem. So over here, even though Reuven can make the bracha for Shimon Levi, it's best if each person would make his own bracha. In Yitzhak Hashem, we continue next week with Sivav, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, Parashat Zohar, Kol Tov.